set apart a tithe of all the yield of your seed that is brought in yearly from the field. In the presence of the Lord your God, in the place that he will choose as a dwelling for his name, you shall eat the tithe of your grain, your wine, and your oil, as well as the firstlings of your herd and flock, so that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. But if, when the Lord your God has blessed you, the distance is so great that you are unable to transport it, because the place where the Lord your God will choose to set his name is so far away from you, then you may turn it into money. With the money secure in hand, go to the place that the Lord your God will choose, spend the money for whatever you wish, and you shall eat there in the presence of the Lord your God, and you and your household rejoice together. You see, so even in the Old Testament, there were provisions for money being used as a form of long-distance travel. This is where, you know, the money changers that Jesus tipped over their tables and such, this is the beginning of the money changers. People would bring, you know, think about it, in that day, they walked or rode camels or they pulled wagons, whatever it was. Can you imagine bringing a tithe of all the corn that you, well, I don't think they grew corn, wheat or barley or whatever it is that you grew in that day and age. Can you imagine bringing that, all the miles that you might have to bring it to Jerusalem to make sacrifice to your God? And so the scripture said, fine, exchange it for money. Bring the money to Jerusalem, and then money changers exchange that back into whatever, you know, that your sacrifice is. And Jesus was upset at those money changers. Why? People weren't getting what they were paying for. They weren't getting a good exchange rate. We ever hear this? That just seems like that rings a bell for some reason. And so Jesus was angry when you think about it from God's perspective. And that anger came out in human anger and tipped over those money changers because they were ripping off God's people. So, people coming from long distances had money, and this even early on, Deuteronomy is like the early laws in the Hebrew society, and even then there was a provision for money. You know, it's interesting that Malachi mentions tithes and offerings, because offerings, as it is today the case, offerings were over and above our tithe. If you notice in our bulletin, it even says tithes and offerings today whenever we take our tithes and offerings. And that is, the tithe is the 10%, and the offering is over and above that 10%. The money that goes to our apportionments through the Jeremiah Fish here that the kids collect would be considered offerings. It's over and above your tithe to the church. You see, now something interesting that I learned in studying for this sermon, every third year in the Hebrew society, there was a separate tithe. There was also a third tithe that was yearly. All of these were for separate things. All were to honor God, but one would take care of the temple, one would take care of the priests, and one would relieve the poor. So in the Old Testament, a tithe is 10% of their gross crop or herd. God received the first fruits, the best they had to offer, not the leftovers. This was a faith statement done out of joy for God's protection. So as we turn to the New Testament, Jesus did something interesting. It seems, in general, Jesus took everything to another level. Jesus said, I didn't come to take away the law, but to what? I didn't come to take away the law, but to fulfill the law. And if we think of the Ten Commandments and the Deuteronomic laws as basic ground-level laws, we find that Jesus stepped it up. Now, some of you, maybe you listen to Emeril Lagasse more than I do, but whenever he's on different shows, I have fun because he likes to step it up and he goes, BAM! Right? I'm going to step it up. BAM! He likes that. He hasn't done it much here lately. I don't know why he hasn't, because I like that. But anyway, kind of keeps me honest, wakes me up, doesn't it? Those of you listening on the radio probably thought, what in the world just happened? But anyway, now I've lost my place. Anyway, he stepped it up. Now let's think about this. The Ten Commandments say not to kill, and Jesus said, I say to you that if you do not resolve your anger with another, it's the same as murder.